Just a few weeks ago, I was elected as one of the 16 Missouri FFA state officers.
Congratulations on that. That is a very, very awesome feat that you have accomplished there. I'm wondering how that process worked. Did you have some of your classmates nominate you or your teachers nominate you? How did that work?
It's a lengthy process. So the way it works is each chapter can send one student if they would like to, and then there's going to be two sets of interviews. You'll have to interview at the area round, and there's 16 areas in the state, and the top two, if there's more than one, will move on to the state interview round. So there could be up to 32 students at the state round, and then there's a 2 days worth of interviews at the state round, and then the nominating committee will decide who will move on to serve the FFA Association from there.
That is very, very awesome. You don't know exactly what position that you're going to be yet, as I understand it, but you're going to find out this weekend, right?
Yes, this weekend at State Convention.
State Convention. Tell us where it's being held. It is in person again, right?
Yes, this year the State Convention is in person. It will be held at the Mathewson on the State Fairgrounds in Sedalia.
So how is this process going to work? You're going to have the members that have been elected to the officer team. Will you throw names in a hat, or how do they vote, and how do they elect you as president, vice president, so on?
So there is a nominating committee that is made up of 11 members, and it is different industry leaders throughout the state, three current FFA state officers, three past FFA state officers, and three agriculture educators, and then two industry leaders, as well as someone who works for DESE at the state FFA level, who will be help facilitating those interviews. And those 11 adults will converse, score us based on the different interview sections, and then we'll combine up, and then they'll discuss on who they think should be president, first vice president, and secretary, and then from there the rest of the officers serving will just be serving as a vice president.
What are some of the most interesting questions that they ask you during the interview process? I've always wondered about this.
I didn't have any like obscure ones this year, just some ones that may have caught me off guard. One of my ones was I was expecting to do, when I was doing my personal interview, to just do my regular like elevator speech about myself, but they wanted me to introduce myself if I was introducing myself to a class of freshmen, and so I was a little caught off guard, and so I was like, I just kind of pulled it together and was able to produce something, but they always try to have a little fun in there, too, so it's a good time.
Well, I'm sure you did fine on it. Obviously, you did, and you're going to be at the convention on Friday and Saturday. Anybody else from Mexico High School FFA going along with you?
Yes, we'll be having five seniors be recognized for their state degree, which is the highest degree that a state association can bestow upon its members, and then we'll also be having five members receiving their proficiency awards for their supervised agricultural experiences, and then as well, we'll have two members representing the Mexico FFA chapter receiving our gold chapter award.
That is awesome. I know that you've been in FFA probably since the very beginning of high school, since a freshman.
Yep.
You're a senior this year. You're getting ready to graduate, and congratulations on that. If you will, tell everybody where you're going to school at.
I'll be attending the University of Missouri Columbia to major in agriculture education, communications, and leadership.
Well, that is very, very awesome. I'm super excited for you. What else would you want to tell people about FFA? What is it all about, if you can sum it up for us this morning?
FFA is one of the largest youth organizations in the nation, along with 4-H, and it is a leadership organization that is based around the agriculture industry, but you do not have to be someone involved in the agriculture industry to take part in it. It helps students develop their personal leadership skills. It helps them develop personal growth while also learning how to strengthen the agriculture industry and build communities at the same time.
Well, we want to say congratulations to you once again and to the FFA program here in Mexico. We're excited for you and looking forward to the state convention taking place in Sedalia this Friday. We want pictures.
Yes.
So, okay, all right. Grant, we'll hook us up with some pictures and we'll be able to put that up on KXEO.com. Thanks for your visit this morning, Grant. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.